What's up, every bucks? I'll stick with that. What's up, every bucks? That's a new one, guys. That's a new one. Thank you for listening to episode 65 of Whip Snap, my podcast. Thank you all for showing up and wearing your suit and ties. Oh, wait a minute. You guys are probably wearing gym sweats and fleshlights. You're wearing a fleshlight. And I'm not saying flashlight. I'm saying the fake vagina light flashlight vagina. That's what I'm talking about. And it's a good way to start episode 65. Guys, we're almost at 69. Should I make episode 69 the most inappropriate episode you've ever seen? Not only in Spotify history, but in life. Should I make 65 so disgusting? You know, like George Collins' stand-up set, stand-up bit, six naughty words or something like that. Six words you can't typically say. I'm going to go past that, and I'm going to say, like, penis. Do you guys think I should do that? Huh. I guess we'll know. I guess we'll know soon. I guess we'll know. I finished. I really want episode 69. Or should I just call it the yin yang episode and then talk very deep with like the inner self, you know? And that. I guess we'll see. I still gotta make a bonus episode where I got drunk. I did do a bonus episode where I got high. That was a long one. You know, if you just want to chill and fall asleep to my voice. I got a very nice voice. Here, let me do some, I was going to say ESPN. But let me do some ASMR really quick. So, this is what you guys are going to do. If you're driving listening to this, pull over and just listen. Listen to my voice. It's kind of hot. It's a mid. And if you're just listening to this, like on your phone, while you may be doing homework, shut that laptop down. Put the pencil down. Close your eyes, intensely visualize these visuals, okay? I'm gonna do ASMR to the best I can, literally to the best of my ability. I'm not doing any joke. I'm not gonna do any joke, okay? I know this podcast is shits and giggles. You should meet my buddy named Giggles. He shits a lot. My buddy's name is Shits. This is nothing like this. This is usually Shits and Giggles, but it's going to be me very seriously. I'm going to be the Daniel Day-Lewis of podcast right now. Fuck it. Of ASMR. Okay. I'm going to commit and I'm going to knock this out of the park. Okay. Rosa Parks. So close your eyes. Okay. Let me do some ASMR starting. Actually, I'm not going to say starting now. Just here's me seriously doing ASMR. Welcome to your first video. That's more of a robot. That's more of the movie Upgrade. Kind of scary. That's more of a movie where the technology is going to, you know, take over. Good evening. I actually can do a really good one. But you know what? I'm getting off topic. Let me go back to the ASMR. I'm actually going to do ASMR, okay? Good evening. Thank you all for listening to episode 65 of Whip Snap. If you guys have the volume low, turn that fucking shit up. Okay. First, we're going to listen to me swallow. Now, I'm going to flip some pages of a book. I don't know. I'm just looking for stuff right now to like do for ASMR because I don't have a lot of stuff with me. But here's me flipping a book. Let's do it one more fucking time. 3, 2, 1. How's that shit? I'm also going to make noise between using my hand and my legs. I'm gonna put the palm of my hand between my legs.
breaks, and I'm just gonna go back and forth. Maybe it will sound like someone taking a shit. Let's see. You know what? Never mind. I'm sorry. That actually sounds more like two people having sex, and that's not the kind of stuff I want to put on this podcast. Okay. Now I'm going to, I have a chain of balls. Okay, and that's not a euphemism or an innuendo. I'm holding a string of like strong balls. Just like ping pong balls, or golf balls. And I'm gonna bang them together, not like that. But I'm gonna have them have sex. No, I'm gonna just make noise with them, okay? And after this, we'll go back to regular podcasting. Because not gonna lie, this is really annoying. I think the longer I do it, the more I get sick of myself, and I slowly wanna die inside. I think if you spend too much time thinking about the past, it'll end up being your present, and that will affect your future. And I constantly think about the past, and I think it's an issue. Let's go back to having fun in a second. Okay, here's those golf balls. That sounds more like a maraca than it does balls.
But I guess you'll never know. I guess we'll never know. Just a one number one champion sound. And then, what was I going to say after that? I was going to lead into something else. Dude, that killed my throat. Why did that kill my throat? I was gonna lead into something else, ASMR, and then hold on. It doesn't matter. I have been watching. You know what? Let's just get into it, guys. Let's get into it. I really do want to, in all seriousness, make episode 69 very sexual. Very sexual. I think it will show empowerment. Those stuff that I can't think of at the moment, because who has time to think that quick? I don't. I recently bought Everything Everywhere All at Once, and what was the other movie I bought? Shit, what was the other movie I bought? Oh, Scream 4. I do have all of the Screams now, but Scream 5. If you don't watch the Scream movies now, what the fuck, dude? What the absolute poop? You guys are stupid. But here's something I do want to review on, okay? So let's just talk about the first one. The first one is Kung Fu Panda, okay? Kung Fu Panda, guys. The movie Kung Fu Panda. The movie Chicken Little, okay? Just for an example. If you were to put let's go back to Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda. If comparing to the other pandas of the Chicken Little is about a panda. No, hold on, guys. Let me start over. Okay, we're gonna take two. It's okay. We're gonna take two. So, I have been watching the Kung Fu Panda movies. Whew, man, that took a while to say. I've been watching the Kung Fu Panda movies. I've seen the first one, okay? One of the best animated comedies of all time, okay? One of the best animated comedies of all time. Kung Fu Panda is not only funny, but it's sensitive, it's action-packed, there's a structure to it, it's emotional, it's fun, it's exciting, it's sad. It has so many good things in it, and it fits so well, okay? Everything just connects, just the dot touches the dot. Every part of the story just gets better. It flows well, it ends well, it opens well. Kung Fu Panda is so fucking good. I am willing to chug a bucket of lemonade. Yeah, guys, and actually, if you don't know me, then lemonade is not my favorite drink. Actually, I find it disgusting. So please get me a bucket of it for free. Because you have to pay for the lemonade because I don't like it. Clearly, I don't like lemonade, guys. Guys, get me a bucket of lemonade. Guys, get me a bucket of lemonade. Guys, my throat still hurts. I need that bucket of lemonade. How am I gonna make my throat better? Okay, I gotta sing later. I don't know. Kung Fu Pandas. Po, the character of Kung Fu Panda, his catchphrase is skadoosh. Skadoosh, okay? And I think we're gonna name the episode that. Because I like that. Skadoosh with the pinky. You know what I'm talking about? When the pinky goes down, spoiler. Well, kind of. I don't know. I didn't tell you who dies. Oops, did I just say who dies? Oh my gosh, I didn't tell you that Bruce Willis is in it. Oh, did I say that? Oh my goodness, I didn't tell you it was directed by M. Night Shyamalan. What? There's another twist. Kung Fu Panda is so good. Show it to your children, show it to your children's children, skip a generation, and then show it to your children's 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 children. Okay? That's the best thing about movies, dude. They just like live on forever. Okay? Yeah, we'll die. But I want to live forever. I do. I really do, guys. That's why people keep making movies. That's why people want to be in the film industry. Want to be seen, okay? They just want stuff to outlive them. So it feels like they're living forever, okay? It makes them feel youthful. Dude, I'm so intelligent. Quick. But I want to live forever, I think. I'll be dead by episode 69. Because that dick be soft. I'm sorry, episode 69 is not ready yet. We haven't finished editing it. So take that, what I just said, back. And that's for episode 69. It's not for episode 65. Okay? Am I talking a little too fast? Who's to say? You know what I mean? Someone comment. Someone comment and be like, hey, I actually listened. I know I'm one of the few. I'm one of the proud. I'm one of the Marines. But I listen. Listen. We're getting out of hand. Kung Fu Panda. I just finished Kung Fu Panda 2. Okay? Kung Fu Panda 2. Here's the thing. When the movie started and a little way through the middle, and maybe throughout the movie, okay, I was on my phone. Now, if I'm watching a new movie and I'm on my phone, that's disrespectful. Not to anybody around me, to me. I pride myself in loving movies, and yet I have the audacity to be on the phone while watching a new movie I've never seen. It actually did pretty good in the movie theater. Rotten Tomatoes score, audience, they like it. So good that they made Kung Fu Panda 3. So good that they're making Kung Fu Panda 4. So what I'm saying is the trilogy is good. Why was I on my phone? Okay? Someone else answer that question, okay? I'm too scared to know the answer. I'm too scared of knowing myself. Ha ha. Ha ha, it's a joke. We're all telling jokes around here now. Kung Fu Panda. So I was watching Kung Fu Panda 2, and I was on my phone, in and out. And at the end, around the end, and even sometimes in the middle, I would just put my phone down and then watch it, okay? The movie's good. The movie is good, dude. I almost cried twice. Okay, the movie's only an hour and a half. The last act is very cool. It has a good message, just like the first one. Now, it doesn't even fucking touch Kung Fu Panda 1. It can't even get close enough to sexually assault Kung Fu Panda 1. It can't even think about Kung Fu Panda 1. Another example! Kung Fu Panda 1. Okay? I got distracted now. I got distracted. Here's the thing. I'm not saying it, but my girlfriend messaged me as I'm recording, okay? I got a nice message, and I'm saying this out loud because I want to date it, okay? My girlfriend sent me a nice message, and now that's what I'm thinking about because it's very nice, but I don't have time to reply right now, okay? That's what I'm saying. Now, if I'm talking too fast, then you didn't even hear it, okay? I got it out. Cool. I'm out. I got it out. Kung Fu Panda 2 is good, okay? It's funny. I think I laughed. I think Kung Fu Panda 1, I think I laughed out loud maybe. And it's tough for me to laugh out loud. It's really tough for me to laugh out loud. I think the first time and the second time I saw Kung Fu Panda 1, I laughed out loud maybe 5 times. four times, five, Kung Fu Panda 2, and this is me holding my phone. I laughed out loud twice. The action was good. The cinematography is nice. The structure, the way Jack Black delivers the jokes. And I think Jack Black is a brilliant bloke. While he's making me laugh out of my nose, I might choke. From the laughter and the screaming, dude, that's giving me a yolk infection. I'm out. I think Kung Fu Panda 2 was really good. Now I'm going to watch Kung Fu Panda 3. Will I give you the review? I don't know. but yeah, I'll probably give you the review of Kung Fu Panda 3. That also Kung Fu Panda 3 is also doing good. It was made in 2016, I believe. Right? Yeah, something like that. And audience likes it. Critics like it. Critics say it's actually better than the second one. And here's a thing that's not really a spoiler thing. It ends kind of on a Kung Fu Panda 2 kind of ends on a cliffhanger. Well, yeah, Kung Fu Panda 1 didn't. I don't think it did. Something maybe. Yeah, I don't know. And then Kung Fu Panda 3 is exciting. I compared it to Lord of the Rings a little bit. I compared Kung Fu Panda 2 to Lord of the Rings a little bit. And I think it's because the way the fighting is, the way how it's a very action-packed movie and the fight scenes are very stable and memorable and they go around a lot, you know what I mean? There's a lot of fighting in both of those movies. I mean, there's a lot of fighting in life, you know? But I don't want to get too deep. I don't want to get, In the Deep? What's that shark movie called? Deep Blue Sea? Jaws? I did a stand-up show a few days ago. I hosted an open mic. Book me! I hosted a open mic, and there was a guy in the audience where I said, here's the thing. I was trying out new material because it was an open mic. I said a word that is not, I guess, considered allowed anymore. But in comedy, I think anything is allowed in the right context, okay? Now, in order to find the right context, you have to go through not so right context, okay? And you got to figure out that line and how you want to say this thing. If you're going to say a word that is considered cancel quality or PC, whatever. I said a word, and an old man, but I was still testing out comedy, okay? There's a fine line, and you can say anything in the right context. I was trying to find the right context. There was an old man, after I said the word, an old man stood up, if you're picturing an old man with, like, skin, like soggy fucking skin, that's him for sure. But this old man is like skinnier. He's got like a white beard, a white goatee. He was wearing some sort of Jurassic Park hat. He definitely had those glasses. Well, if you put them down, if you take the glasses off, they still dangle because they got that like black necklace on it. You know what I'm talking about. I don't mean a Gucci necklace. It's just like a rubber, like a latex, like a very, like the tiniest condom of a black bracelet hooked to the glasses. So the glasses are now dangling off the person's neck. Okay. That guy, we're going to say his name is Henry. Henry the old man. Okay. And he gets up after I say this word. Henry gets up and he kind of just crosses his arms and shakes his head. He's just like, as in like, he didn't like that. Okay. The comedian either after me, or the comedian after that other comedian, he got up there and also said the word, okay? The cancel word of saying it, okay? But he wasn't funny about it. Also, he was talking about like how he doesn't like the PC culture, which is like you can't really, I don't know. He was just saying stuff to say stuff, okay? It wasn't funny. But then after I said it, the old man Henry, you know him, he was still like shaking his head, but he wasn't looking at the guy. So I guess maybe he's used to it. I don't know. I don't know what Henry was up to. What was Henry up to? And then after the show, I finished the show, blah, blah, blah. I did some other bits. We did like a raffle thing that I was announcing. I was trying to my best to be a host, okay? At the end of the show, Henry, this motherfucker, this white-ass looking-ass Jurassic Park-ass motherfucker, comes up to me and two other comedians, and he was like, just so you know, you guys were hilarious and stuff, and it was really nice. And this was after the show, okay? So the comedy is over. My persona on stage is off now. I'm trying to be nice. However, I had an opportunity, and I seized it. Now, remember what I said what Henry looks like? The small dick necklace. Did I say bracelet before? Fuck it. Necklace with the glasses, white, old beard a little bit. Kind of more of like a mustache, and then also a small white goatee. Had a hat, like a Jurassic Park hat. And he was kind of tall. I think he had like a baseball hat on, baseball cap or something like that. And he comes up to me and he goes, you guys were so funny. And I said, thank you. I loved you in Jaws. And then he like did a playful face with a playful like, get out of here. Like, oh, you silly old jokes. But why did I do that? But at the same time, you know, the two shows, the show that happened 2 days after that, there was literally nobody in the audience, but I felt good. I felt good. I'm having a good time hosting. I know what I'm doing. I'm taking control of the situation, okay? Bro, someone buy me a boat. I know how to steer it. Someone buy me a short bus. I know how to ride it. I'm not driving the short bus. I'm also on it. And someone get me a pen and a paper. What, paper? Pen and a piece of paper. I have to apologize for what I said. Kung Fu Panda 2 is so good. Okay? Get with it. And now, we're going to move on to the new topic. Ow. Ow. Of ASMR. No, I'm just kidding. I should have did the owl. Actually, if you just fudge me. Sorry, dude. My balls are in my pants, okay? Yeah, I said it. Also, I went to the gym a couple days ago, and my biceps are still killing me, and my legs are still killing me. And I don't know. I'm still sore, and I'm supposed to go tonight, but I don't know if I want to. I'll let you know last episode if I actually do. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just forget because I have a bad memory to begin with. And maybe I'll just do whatever the fuck I want. How about that? So, I'm going to go to the gym, though. And I'm going to kill it. We'll actually see. We don't know. We'll see how I feel. I'm still sore. So, the other thing I want to transition into. By the way, Pinocchio, go watch it. It's worth a watch. There's some dumb stuff in it. But, you know, watch that, okay? And I do, if I remember, I do want to talk about the Little Mermaid situation. So there's like a Little Mermaid in the back of a pond that I saw. I'm talking about the movie with the black Little Mermaid, you know? I'm not saying I have an issue with it. And I'm not. I just want to talk about it. I just want to talk about the criticism and the backlash and the comedy and the pureness of TikTok videos I've seen of it. I just want to like talk about it, you know? And you know how some TikTokers are like, hey guys, let's talk about this. What do you mean let's? You mean you and me? Nah, dude, me talk about it. Don't say let's talk about it. What do you guys want? Let's talk about this. Let's hang out. Let's chill. How about let's watch me be pretentious and say you are actually doing something when you're not? It's me. It's all me, baby. There's no way I'm going to talk to you guys right now and say, hey, let's do a podcast. Hey, let's go steal a child at the playground. It's all me, okay?
Me.
Kung Fu Panda 2 is really good, though. Skadoosh. I do want to talk about the Little Mermaid situation. We won't know until we know. And what was I going to say? So, the other thing I want to talk about is the movie, The Invitation. The Invitation. 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 You are invited to an invitation. There we go. Invitation. It is a scary movie of sorts that is about, it kind of has the same idea as the movie Ready or Not. And I think I've given my review of Ready or Not on my podcast. So I don't want to even summarize the comparisons and say Ready. And I don't really want to say, you know, go watch Ready or Not online because it's so good. You know, because it's so good and it's just so entertaining and it's so amusing and stuff like that. I don't want to say that. But the movie Invitation is kind of taking that idea of a main character being a woman, kind of trying to get out of this mansion of sorts that the period piece, not the period piece, but like the setting of it is very, is nuanced the right word? I don't know, very fancy. Fancy establishment. They both take place in a fancy establishment. They're both about a young woman. They're both dressed very nice. They're both bloody. But Ready or Not is one of the best movies I've seen. Okay? Fucking Invitation is the Jacob of Ready or Not. Have you seen Twilight? Do you know who Jacob is? Yeah, I don't like Jacob. Invitation is the Jacob of Ready or Not, okay? And guess what Ready or Not is? Ready or Not is Team Edward. And fucking Invitation is Jacob. What are you doing, Loka? That's Invitation, okay? It's about this woman who doesn't really have family. She has no family left. So she, out of curiosity, takes a DNA test just to see if she has any relatives still alive, okay? She so does. She has a cousin. Her cousin is British, and he invites her to a wedding at the big mansion in the UK. She says yes. She meets other people. She meets other family members. I think so. I think that's part of the thing. But there's a catch to this invitation. I guess that's it. There's not a catch. And there's something else going on. Okay. So it's very mysterious. That's because I made it mysterious. Okay. And also the movie, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm just saying the movie takes too long to hit the climax, I guess. I don't know. It's about an hour and 45 minutes. But the first hour is just too slow. We know too much of it. It's a lot of exposition and it's a lot of repetitive narrative and dialogue that is unneeded, moments that are just repeating itself. And then it finally kicks very lightly. It kicks a little bit. You're like, okay, now it's kind of entertaining. And then you're like, oh, and then there's a lot of small stuff that happens that it's very cool to just watch, okay? The acting in this scene, makeup in this scene, the mystery of this scene, this shot in this scene. So there's very small things that you like about it. I don't know if it's watchable, but the last act is absolute shit. It is such a shitty ending. I think it might be up there as the movie of a Batman v Superman. I think the ending of this movie of what was I just reviewing a second ago? The ending of The Invitation is exactly like Batman v Superman because they both suck. They made me just want to walk out of the theater. Did I tell you that Batman v Superman was the very first movie I was so close of walking out of the theater? So close. And then there was another movie like that. I don't remember what it was. I actually have walked out of other movies only because I didn't have to pay a ticket because I had AMC membership. So I just, when I was bored, I would just go watch a movie for free. Yeah, bitch. And Invitation is so bad. That's what I'm trying to say. And I understand what they're trying to say. I understand the message. But like at the same time, with a movie that bad, who cares? And I don't even mean like the very ending, like the last 10 seconds of the movie or something. I mean the last 10 minutes is crap. Or maybe last 15 minutes. I don't know. It wasn't worth it though. I think critics gave it like a 30%. They gave it a 30% a couple days ago, and that's when I was going to watch it. And then today, after I finished it, the critic score is now 27. So the critics gave it a 30, and now it's a 27. I would give it, 24, 25, 27 is probably good. I don't know. It's just not worth it. I hated it. I hated it. Fuck, I hated it so much. You have no idea what I've been through. Okay? But yeah, that's my life. Welcome to it. What was another thing I was going to talk about? There was another thing. And you know me. I'm so amped up on other things. So I talked about Kung Fu Panda. Check. Obviously. I put it on my calendar. I talked about Invitation. Did I talk about one of the shittiest movies? Shittiest scary movies called The Black Phone? I don't want to review just this episode being a lot of reviewing stuff. But The Black Phone, I don't know if I've already talked about it. If I have, please let me know. If I haven't talked about it yet, then just know that it is the biggest piece of dog shit. That's what Dwayne Johnson says on a TikTok, right? He just goes like, woo, when something's good. Like if a TikTok is made, like the bottom half of the phone is a movie. Let's say Batman v Superman. And the top of the phone, the top of the middle of the phone is Dwayne Johnson in an actual video that he's saying, it's the biggest piece of dog shit. And then it will cut to like Suicide Squad, the new one. Okay, that's now the bottom of the phone. And the top of the phone image is someone just going, woo, woo, woo. That just means that movie was good. Okay, so that was too long of a description of what it is. But you know exactly what it is now. Okay, cool. So what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, it's the biggest piece of dog shit. Black Phone is just crap, okay? And what else do you guys got? What else? Guys, I want to pause the episode in all seriousness to just, like, commemorate Queen Elizabeth dying. I don't mean commemorate her. I meant her death. I think what she did is so proud, the fact that she died. That is the most courageous thing that one can do of itself, is to die, is to be old and then just die. Do exactly what you're supposed to do. Live up to, how old was she? 99? 98? I don't know. Just do like what Betty White did and do like what all of these other people did when they got old, which is exactly what you're supposed to do, and just fucking not be here anymore. We don't need you. We didn't need the queen. It's so funny. Who knew the queen was such a bad guy, you know? Welcome to, was this tweet Queen Elizabeth or Donald Trump or Adolf Hitler? We got Jackie and Fiona coming to the stage. I want to say, Jackie, first, I loved you in That 70s Show. Oh, no, I wasn't in it. Oh, no, it was a fucking joke. And Fiona, that's such an interesting name. Where did you get it? Well, my dad was named Fiona and my mom was named Theo. So Fiona, got it. Why do you talk like a man? I was just born this way. You got a problem? I don't know. I'm kind of scared. Anyways, we're going to play, was this quote from Queen of England, Adolf Hitler, or Donald Trump? Jackie, we're going to start with you. Here is the Twitter quote. kill all the Jews. I think that's Trump. No. And that bit went. Sometimes you just have to stop a bit, okay? When you know the bit is bad, and maybe you guys knew the second I started doing the bit. Maybe it's a bad bit, okay? I got good bits, I got bad bits. What can you say? It's a good douche. But the Queen of England, you know, something about her, it's very interesting, you know? What is interesting about her? This is my character that is attempting to just start a podcast that has nothing to talk about. So the Queen of England, yeah. She died. It's interesting that she died because she was old, you know? And old people do die. Yeah. But you know, she's old. You see how lame that is? You guys got to know how to podcast. Let me take a drink. Oh, God. But it's so funny because I had no idea. Like, I honestly thought Queen of England was just beloved. But my girlfriend's from the UK. She's in Scotland and she knows a lot about the Queen of England, Avi. And I didn't know it, but like, the shit. I didn't know that. And I believe it. I think also there's so many TikToks that I'm now seeing about being like, I don't care that she's dead. I don't care that she died. Her rules that she's making in the throne suck. Well, whatever. Okay. Just another manic Monday. Just another chill Sunday. Yeah, she's dead. I didn't even know she was a queen. Okay. And then people are immediately thinking of jokes to tell when she's old. Betty White was also old, but no one did that. No one made jokes of her death. At least not, like, I don't know. When a person that you admire dies, it's like shedded on Twitter, okay? It's filled on Instagram, online, TikTok, any of that. With TikTok, they usually make jokes about it. Twitter's more like the sad one. If a celebrity dies, at least that's most of my Twitter, you know? I'm a sad Twitter guy. Which is on my Tinder bio. That and Planes, Trains, gibberish. That's what's also in it. Just kidding. I don't have one. I mentioned my girlfriend and a Tinder bio. That was a joke. One of them is a joke. Am I lonely or am I lonely? Welcome back, Jackie. I know you missed the first question, but this one is actually a different topic entirely. This one is called, Are You Lonely or Are You Lonely? How does that work? Well, God damn it, Jackie, I'm going to tell you. Don't interrupt me. Don't ever interrupt me. Don't ever interrupt me. So how this game works is, and I already forgot the title. I already forgot the title. That's how dumb my brain is. I already forgot what I was talking about. I can't do improv, guys. I was in an improv club. I was in an improv group in high school for 3 years. And I was also in an improv group out of high school for 2 years. And I started doing improv when I was like 11, 12. I don't know. I still remember the very first time I performed in front of an audience. Worst day of my life. Seriously, it was fucking shit. I mean, I almost died one time, but literally, I was dying on the inside. And I'd rather die on the outside. Guys. Oh, God. That's how it works. But let's do an improv game. How about that? What was I talking about before that? So the Queen of England, huh, is dead. Do you think Kung Fu Panda, do you think Po from Kung Fu Panda killed her? She was, you know, he just grabbed her little palm, and was like, skadoosh, and he brought the pinky down. But it was so silent that it wasn't like a big commotion. It was just skadoosh, and she just passed out. Or did he try skadoosh, she fell, and he thought that that was his doing, and now he's very proud of it? This is what I think. And this is what I think. And look, this can be an unpopular opinion. I get it. This is what I think, though. I don't even think Poe the Panda was involved. Why would you think that? What does he have to do with the Queen of England at all? Who put him together? I think the Queen of England got old and died. Okay? I think the Queen of England was like, I don't want to be around anymore. I'm tired of moving my feet. Prince Charles is taking away my cane. I can't even chew anymore. Okay? I have lost my ability to do anything. kill me now or I'll kill myself. And as she was getting this speech, as she was giving this powerful speech about darkness and where it comes from and how, you know, when you get older, time gets older. She was giving this provocative and deeply moving speech that might even change people's perspective and actually life entirely. As she was giving this speech, she got hit and got killed by a truck. And then the guy that was driving the truck, he was just like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm Australian. I don't know what that accent was, but I hope it was Australian, because otherwise that joke's not funny. Hope it was Australian. The best Jim Carrey movie is The Truman Show. I've already talked about it before, but I just want to say it again. Queen of England. Is that how she's... What was her last dying words? You know, if like everyone remembers someone's first words, everyone remembers their last, stuff like that. That's pretty good. What was Queen of listen up, I'm the Queen of England. I'ma go on an island and just live out there for the rest of my life. Just kidding, I'm gonna kill my ex-wife. No one knows we're dating. I didn't even know I was gay. Whoops. Didn't like that. We're gonna cut it. Actually, we're gonna keep it in. We're gonna see that I'm flawful. Flaws? When you have a lot of them, you know, and you're not flawless, you're flawful. What am I trying to say? Flannel or falafel? I think you're flawful. I think Queen of England's last words was skadoosh, and I think she was trying to take a dump. Or she just really likes Kung Fu Panda. Other way, she probably talks like this. Actually, she probably talks like this. Good evening, I probably talk like this.
What if she talks like this?
What if she talks like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch?
Hey, everybody, so here's the thing really quick. I just want you to know, look, I'm 99, okay? I'm 98, I'm one of them.
You know, I just realized Stitch is a lot like, what's his name? Rick from Big Mouth, the old man monster.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's a lot like Stitch.
Happy Hanukkah. How Hannah means family.
Yep, it's the same voice. It's the same voice, dude. Oh, I figure out things. So the Queen of England, you know, she was so old, dude. I. Here's the thing, though. I did see a clip of her on Twitter, like, skateboarding. Now, here's the thing. It's not actually her, but at the same time, it could have been. And if that was actually her skateboarding, then she's not dead, okay? She's living in secret. Because if you're 99... and you're skateboarding and landing the trick? I don't even know what it was. It was probably a flippo fuck you croissant because the British or a crumpet. It was probably a crumpet 360. That was a good joke. Let me just ponder in it in a second. I know I'm fucking up timing, but I want to sit in that joke because I want to appreciate how funny it was. And I also want to remember what I'm talking about, and I'm delaying myself. Queen of England, if you can do a crumpet 360, you can live forever, okay? You will. If you're 100 and you're doing skateboarding still, you know how much good muscle you have? I think Dick Van Dyke is going to last maybe a year and a half more, guys. I'm sorry. And I don't know how old Julie Andrews was. Damn, dude, she's. I think she's gonna die before Dick Van Dyke. No, I don't know. I don't know. But they're pretty wealthy, right? Dick Van Dyke. I like Dick Van Dyke. More like, I remember when I was younger, I made a joke like Dick Van Dyke was the punchline. But I kind of remember the setup, but I don't really. But it was a stupid joke. And I'm a better man, okay? The Queen of England died. Every single time a celebrity dies, I become a better man. Think about it. I don't want to be thinking about it. You can think about it, okay? But the Queen of England died. I think that's pretty funny. They make some good TikToks, dude. Also, the internet catches on that shit so quick, okay? The second something happens, it's on the social media. The first person that, like, cashes in that moment of a death or a basketball game win or of a puppy, anything like that, anything that's eventful. If they capitalize on that quick, if they capitalize on that quick on TikTok or on anything, they be getting that money. Okay, they be getting that likes, that fame, that follow, that fortune. They be getting it, and I'm quitting it. And this episode soon, but I'm gonna pivot it. Let's talk about other shit, like the economy, man. It's so fucked up. I could have kept rhyming, but I think I might be done with it. And I gotta go eat, even though I just ate. And I gotta do some other stuff. Watergate. I'm not a crook. Now you read my book. Oopsie, come take a look. Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales. It's almost time for motherfucking Dragon Tales. I could have kept going, but I wanted to stop. I could have kept running, but I decided to hop. And I could defeat you, even though you're the blob. Even though you got look like as big as my mom. But I put that shit on .com. Y'all be looking up your mom online, bro. And I'll be watching those videos as she's doing it real slow. And she could be big, blonde, brawn, broad, or brunette. Either way, it's your mom, so she's getting me wet. And that's more of a poem than it is a rap song. So you guys are just going to do snapping, okay? We are now going to do snapping. Have you guys seen Infinity War? Spoiler. You guys are going to snap, crackle, pop. Okay, I might end it there. I'm thinking I'm going to end it there. Yeah, but we talked on some good stuff, guys. We talked on it. Did I talk about my new TikTok? I think my new TikTok is Gregory_Richardson1157. I think that's it because my old TikTok got hacked or suspended for the rest of my life. So I had to make a new one and I'm posting new TikToks, old TikToks, just trying to, you know, bring that number back. I almost had 10K. I got to bring this new account to 10K. And be kind to your pussy. I'm talking about your cats. Also, you know, don't rub so hard. Okay, you know what? I need to save this stuff for episode 69, okay? All right, we're done. We're done, guys. That was a good callback, but we're going to end it. Okay, thank you. Drive safe or sleep well or don't die. Or, oh, you had a baby? Congratulations. Okay, bye.